Again, there are successful Arthurian fantasies between T.H. White and the next person we're going to talk about, Mary Stuart. But I'll leave them out for now because Mary Stuart represents kind of the other approach, the non-romantic approach to Arthurian literature. Mary Stuart attempts to take Arthurian literature and move it from fantasy, however uncomfortable it is in the fantasy genre, and instead move it into historical fiction. Stuart, in The Crystal Cave, The Hollow Hills, The Last Enchantment, and The Wicked Day, attempts to find ways to historically justify almost everything that happens in Arthurian literature. So, for example, Her Merlin has knowledge of technology, and he has some visions, but in terms of actually abracadabra magic, that's not what Merlin does. Stuart is particularly important because she finds a place in history to put Arthur. Now, this is pretty much the place that other writers had put him, but she finds a way to justify it all by saying that Arthur was a king of the Roman Britons who was in between the fall of Rome and the rise of the Anglo-Saxon kings. That's the only historical period it could fit into. And she develops that idea further, and she comes up with all kinds of little historical tidbits. Since Stuart, almost everyone has followed this idea. So she really set the place for Arthur in history so that you can make historical fiction rather than straight fantasy. And that's a kind of hard boundary to police anyway. Historical fiction is something that could have happened but didn't, or could have happened but isn't written down. And that could have happened is really important. If you want to be fully in the historical fiction genre, you can't have magic. You can have people believing in magic, but you have to justify all of your magic in terms of things that could fit the physics of the mundane world. And that's exactly what Stuart does. Mary Stuart's success and her historicizing and her use of historical materials really enables the next author we're going to talk about, Marion Zimmer Bradley, whose Mists of Avalon has been simultaneously immensely, immensely influential and reviled by many critics who argue that Bradley is a terrible stylist and her book is bloated and tedious and boring. That, by the way, hasn't stopped it from being immensely influential and, more importantly, really powerful and important to a great number of readers, some of whom who have gone on to be great writers. Bradley follows Stuart in locating Arthur in the confusion of the Roman collapse and the Anglo-Saxon rise. At that very moment, say in the 5th, maybe the 6th, maybe even back to the 4th century, when we really don't know very much about what was happening in England.